likely going to come across opposition and hardship in our Christian walk. But let's try to be like those wise men. Determined and focused, sticking with it until we see Jesus face to face, just like they did. The second thing that struck me was their reaction when they finally got to their destination. In the Message version, which we read out this morning, it says they could hardly contain themselves. In the NIV version, it says they were overjoyed. And I'll never forget, a few years ago, I spent Christmas Day with a friend of mine. And he'd had quite a tough life, and he'd spent a lot of it in prison. Anyway, God got a hold of him and sorted out his life, and we were spending Christmas Day together. It was actually the same day I was telling you about before. We had a lot of fun that day. But I'll never forget the pure joy in that man's heart that day. He was looking up the phone book. He was looking up the directory inquiry, ringing up directory inquiries. He was ringing people he knew. He was even ringing people he didn't know. And he was saying, "Do you know whose birthday it is today? It's the King's birthday. It's my Savior's birthday." It was amazing to be around him that day. He was like a two-year-old jumping around the place. He was ringing people in Samaritans. "Whose birthday is it today? It's the King's birthday." He was ringing people in the Jesus Army over in London. He was like, "Guess whose birthday it is today?" He was just like a two. It was amazing. It was, and I was sitting there worrying about the phone bill. But I wish sometimes that I had more of that joy and wonder in my heart. The final thing that struck me was their response to Jesus. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him and they presented him with gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this Christmas morning, our right and wise response to Jesus is to present our gifts to him. The thing is that anything we have, we got from God in the first place. So maybe we could be still for a moment and think about what gifts God has given each one of us. He has given each one of us talents, things that we are good at, things that we can honor him with in our lives. And in our hearts and minds, we could present those things to Jesus on his birthday. So I just want to take a few moments to do that now, just to think of those things. Also, we could recommit ourselves to following him, even through the tough and challenging times ahead. He says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." And my prayer this morning is, Lord, help us to follow you no matter what. And finally, today, on Jesus' birthday, during this final song we're going to have now, we could ask him to rekindle that joy in our hearts, that pure joy, when we realize who he is and what he's done for us. Do you know whose birthday it is? It's the King's birthday. It's our Savior's birthday. So Lord, I pray that you would rekindle that joy and that awe and that wonder in our hearts, Lord, this Christmas. Help us to recommit ourselves to you, to following you and your ways, even when the going gets tough. And Lord, help us to present our gifts to you as an offering of worship on this, your birthday. Do you know whose birthday it is? It's the King's birthday. That's right. It's Jesus' birthday, that's right. It's our Savior's birthday. Let's join together. Maybe we could stand.